Welcome to the Pitcot Podcast. We've all been there.
Yeah.
You're staring at the screen, and that little cursor is just blinking at you on a completely blank page.
Yeah.
And you realize, okay, I'm completely out of ideas.
It happens so easily, right? Running out of ideas is the easy part.
Yeah. But keeping that creative engine, not just running, but really humming with fresh, unstoppable content, that takes more than just hoping for a lightning bolt of inspiration. It really requires a strategy.
And that's our mission today. We want to move beyond that sort of generic advice and give you a real strategy map. We're doing a deep dive into the methodology that Pitcot outlines in their best-selling ebooks. These are proven, actionable tactics for, you know, content writers, bloggers, anyone telling a story.
It's all about gaining knowledge quickly, but also, I think, fundamentally changing how you even approach creating content.
Exactly.
So we're ready to unpack this whole thing. We're diving into 10 critical strategies that, honestly, promise to transform your workflow, to turn those idea droughts into a constant stream of really engaging, valuable content.
And this isn't just theory.
No, not at all. This entire framework comes directly from the bestseller ebooks on Pitcot's own ebook store. So if you're serious about putting these tactics to work right away, you'll want the full breakdown. Just visit www.pitcot.com/books to download your copy now.
And while you're getting ready to, you know, revolutionize your whole content process, maybe take a quick second to subscribe to our channel if you haven't yet, and definitely activate that notification bell.
Oh, for sure. That way you won't miss any of our new uploads.
Yeah.
Okay, let's jump in. We've organized these 10 ideas into two main buckets, two categories.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to kick things off by focusing on the internal strategies. So, the content reserves and personal habits you can leverage without even leaving your desk.
You know, it's fascinating how many professional creators, really successful ones, fail to leverage what they already have. They immediately look outward for new ideas.
Right.
When so often the most unique ideas are just sitting there, waiting to be, you know, excavated from their existing work or their own minds.
That brings us perfectly to strategy one, brainstorm creatively. And this is so much deeper than just, you know, scribbling some notes on a napkin. It's about building a real reservoir of inspiration.
Mm.
So how does Pitcot suggest we actually structure that?
Well, Pitcot really emphasizes that creativity isn't a passive thing. It's not something you wait for. It requires dedicated, structured time. The method involves actively letting your mind wander, but not while you're trying to write.
Okay, so you schedule it separately.
You schedule it, you have dedicated brainstorming sessions, you explore different angles, challenge the traditional ideas, maybe use techniques like mind mapping or forced association, where you connect things that seem totally unrelated.
I love that. So you're not hoping for inspiration, you're scheduling it. But tell me more about that forced association. It sounds a little abstract.
Think of it like cross-pollination. So let's say you're a finance blogger. Instead of just brainstorming investment tips, you force an association. You connect investment with, say, gardening.
Okay, interesting.
And suddenly you get these new ideas like how to prune your portfolio, cutting the loss makers, or the four Caesars of stock market growth. The source highlights that the best ideas often come when you step away from the keyboard entirely. A structured walk, a chat with someone in a different field. That physical distance helps.
It disconnects your brain from that immediate pressure to perform. That makes perfect sense. You're looking for the surprising collisions of ideas.
Exactly.
All right, let's move to strategy five, which is incredibly practical. Revisit your own work. The idea here is that some of your best untapped ideas are, like you said, hiding in plain sight in your own past content.
But this brings up a really important question. How do you revisit your work effectively without it just feeling like you're recycling old content?
Good point.
The Pitcot analysis suggests looking beyond just the basic view counts. You need to look for posts that did really well in terms of, say, their click-through rate, but then maybe had a surprisingly low time on page.
So why is that specific combination, high clicks but low time on page?
Yeah.
Why is that so crucial?
Because that signals a massive opportunity. It means the headline, the topic, it successfully targeted a deep audience need. People wanted that answer. But the article itself, it failed to satisfy them. It wasn't deep enough, or it was missing something.
Ah, I see. So it's a signal to create a version 2.0.
Precisely. You add new research, maybe some multimedia, you expand the explanations. It's also about finding those evergreen topics, the foundational pieces that always get traffic, and just making them bigger and better.
So really, revisiting is about refining and adding value. It's making sure your audience is getting the most up-to-date, in-depth insight possible, not just repeating yesterday's news.
Exactly. It shows a commitment to your expertise and to quality.
Okay, the third internal strategy, number six overall, is to read widely. Now, this sounds easy, but in a world with so much information overload, how do content creators avoid just getting lost or distracted? How do you actually use wide reading as a creative tool?
That's a very real challenge. It's not about mindless consumption. Pitcott encourages exploring content from all sorts of sources, academic journals, niche blogs, even unrelated article directories. The key insight really is that you shouldn't limit your reading to only your direct niche.
Right, because that's how you end up in an echo chamber.
For sure. And sometimes the most unique connection, the most creative spark, comes from a field that is completely unrelated to yours.
Can you give us an example of how that might work?
Okay, think about a journalist who specializes in, say, urban development. They start reading classic literature or maybe psychological studies on crowd behavior. They might find that concepts like flow from psychology or narrative structure from fiction can offer these unique frameworks for analyzing and talking about complex city planning issues.
So by reading widely, you're not just reporting facts, you're applying these unique contextual models that make your content stand out.
That's it. You're crafting a unique spin that nobody else has.
Okay, so that covers what we can leverage internally. Our own work, our scheduled thinking time, our reading habits. We've exhausted our own reserves. Now let's pivot. It's time to stop looking inward and start monitoring the external world. And most importantly, the audience itself.
Absolutely. And before we dive into those outward-looking strategies, just a quick reminder for everyone. These 10 tactics really are game changers for any content professional. You can find the full comprehensive guide and methodology just by visiting www.pitcott.com.
And while you're making a note of that, please press the like button if you're enjoying this deep dive. It genuinely helps in the recommendation algorithm so other people can access this vital knowledge too. All right, let's start this external deep dive with strategy two. Tap into forums. Platforms like Reddit, Quora, all those niche community boards, they're not just places for discussion, are they?
No, they're real-time sentiment analysis tools. They're just buzzing with these high engagement threads, recurring frustrations, genuine debates. So what here is all about precision targeting.
What do you mean by that?
By monitoring these platforms for, you know, the same five questions that keep popping up, or for new pain points that are emerging, you are basically guaranteed to craft articles that hit the sweet spot of what your audience desires and what's relevant to them.
So you stop guessing what people want to read.
You stop guessing. You start solving the problems they are actively right now asking about.
So the goal isn't just to find topics, it's to identify the exact phrasing of their question so your content can address it perfectly.
Precisely, yeah. If someone asks, why is my third-party integration failing with my CRM? You don't write an article called General CRM Troubleshooting.
Right.
You write third-party integration failure with CRM, five common fixes, directly matching their intent.
Okay, moving swiftly to strategy three. Stay updated with news. Current events are a playground for fresh ideas, especially if you focus on new studies or emerging trends in your specific field.
The benefit here is all about contextual relevance. When you connect your niche content to real-world events, it makes it so much more relatable, so much more shareable. If a new piece of legislation passes, for example, and you are one of the first in your space to write a clear guide on what this new law means for small businesses, you quickly position yourself as the go-to expert.
You capture all that attention because you're ahead of the curve.
You're explaining the complexity before the mass market even catches up.
Strategy four highlights the power of curation. Subscribe to e-zines and newsletters. A lot of creators might see this as just passive reading, but Pitcott really emphasizes how efficient it is to get that expert content delivered right to your inbox.
It is. It lets you follow the conversation that industry leaders and influencers are having before those topics hit the mainstream blogs. But the key here is active engagement. The source suggests you shouldn't just read this content. You should use it as a springboard.
So comment on it, share it.
Comment, share, or most effectively, riff on it in your own articles. Add your unique analysis, maybe a counterpoint. It's like joining an elite conversation that the audience is already listening to, which makes your content instantly relevant.
Okay, now let's get into direct audience feedback. Strategy seven, engage with audience questions. This means really listening to readers through emails, social media, comments. I often call these direct queries treasure chests.
And you're right too. Addressing these queries directly through dedicated blog posts or detailed FAQs or how-to guides, it's absolutely vital. It builds a crucial trust factor.
How so?
Because when you show people that you are tuned into their needs by responding with detailed, helpful content, they keep coming back. Trust isn't built by marketing slogans. It's built by being responsive and solving real problems.
Makes sense. Okay, strategy 8 suggests getting out there, either physically or virtually. Attend events and seminars. For a lot of solo creators, that can sound expensive and time-consuming. Is this really practical for, say, a budget-conscious blogger?
That's a fair challenge. It just requires being strategic. You don't need to attend every huge international conference. You can focus on high-quality webinars or local industry meetups or virtual summits. The value isn't just in the networking.
It's about the content of the conversations.
Right. It's about identifying the recurring themes and the hot debates that are dominating the conversation. Pitcott's methodology stresses turning that real-time information into content.
So how do we actually operationalize that? How do you turn event attendance into a blog post?
It's all about exclusivity and immediacy. Imagine turning a keynote speaker's main points, maybe their three boldest predictions, into a killer blog post that summarizes the speech. But then you add exclusive insights you gather through quick informal interviews with other attendees or maybe even the speaker.
That exclusive insight is what makes it valuable.
It's worth the investment because it positions you as the person who has access to that high-level industry wisdom.
Okay, moving on. Strategy 9 leverages external credibility. Conduct interviews, expert opinions, their predictions, their stories. That's intellectual gold.
Interviews bring articles to life in a way that raw data just never can. And this strategy has two immediate benefits. First, enhanced credibility because you're borrowing the authority of your interviewee. And second, extended audience reach.
Because the expert will share it with their network.
They almost always do. It's like letting your audience peek behind the curtain and access this concentrated wisdom they wouldn't find anywhere else.
Finally, we're at strategy 10, which I think is a real game changer because it's about direct participation. Leverage surveys.
Mm-hmm.
You ask the audience directly what they want to read.
Mm-hmm. What are their biggest challenges? What are their most pressing questions?
I love this one.
This method is so powerful because it closes the loop completely. It doesn't just spark highly relevant content ideas that you know will resonate. It also engages your readers in a really meaningful way right from the very beginning.
Because they feel involved.
People love seeing their own input reflected in the content they consume. When you publish the survey results or an article answering the top challenge they identified, you already have an invested audience that's ready to read it, share it, and comment on it. It transforms them from passive consumers into active co-creators.
That's a powerful shift.
So to summarize the core takeaway here, Pitcott's framework really shows that ideas are, well, they're truly everywhere. If you commit to consistently applying these 10 strategies, you'll find them.
Yeah.
Whether you're, you know, analytically revisiting your old work with performance metrics or diving deep into niche forums or directly engaging your audience with surveys, every single strategy feeds your creativity. It keeps your content fresh and relevant.
And here's where it gets really exciting for anyone listening. Applying these 10 Pitcott tactics consistently means you eliminate the single greatest frustration of content creation. Staring at a blank page without inspiration ever again. I mean, can you imagine how freeing that feels?
The pressure's off.
The pressure is off because the system is on.
Before we wrap up, here's a final provocative thought for you to mull over. Which one of these 10 strategies, be it structured brainstorming, leveraging forums, or conducting interviews, if you committed to it fully for just 1 month, which one would generate the most unique content ideas in a field completely unrelated to your current niche? Think about that unexpected connection and the fresh content that could come from it.
Thank you for listening to the Pitcott Podcast. I will leave a link to www.pitcott.com in the description below so you can check out the bestseller ebooks where we drew all this knowledge from. And before you go, please subscribe to our channel if you haven't, and be sure to activate the notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads. And definitely press the like button if you love our show. It really helps in the recommendation algorithm so others can access it too. Thank you for being there with us.